This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Thank God it's still Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's Friday, September 13th, episode 744, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we're praying for.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday!
Oh my God, it's Friday.
The 13th.
Friday the 13th. Is this day scary to you at all? Do y'all do anything special on Friday the 13th?
No, we had ours last week because everything that could go wrong last Friday seemed to go wrong, so we declared it our Friday the 13th. So today should be trouble-free.
Today should be a breeze for you.
Yeah.
I went out last night. My husband has been flying nights, so that means he goes to work at like 2 in the afternoon and comes home 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I have a friend that's in town, and so I decided we just make plans to go to dinner. And so little Lucas and I, you know, we get in a car and we drive to downtown Phoenix. And I mean, that's like a good almost an hour drive, 45 minutes to get to downtown Phoenix to this restaurant to meet my friend. And as I'm sitting at the restaurant, we're having such a good time, and my phone starts to ring. And it's probably 7:30, so just starting to get dark. And you get that feeling. You look down at your phone, and you see the name of your neighbor.
Uh-oh.
Who never calls you calling.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So my very non-horsey neighbor calls me. And, of course, I can't get to the phone fast enough. I'm in a loud restaurant. You know, the music's going. And so I'm like, what is the baby? I need to go out. I listen to the voicemail. Mm-hmm. Jamie, I was just driving by your house, and is it normal to have your horses out eating your alfalfa hay that sits out and the hay thing? Is that normal? Because if it's not, then your horses are out. So,
oops.
Fortunately, my entire property is fenced in, but Joey and his little friend, the pony, decided that they were done being in the electric fence and decided to put their head down and run through it, apparently, because there's nowhere that it's broken. They just went under it, I guess, and decided that the shocks on the back were worth it to go get the alfalfa hay that was sitting around the corner. So they went, and so, of course, that neighbor can't help me because she's not a horse person. So, you know, you don't want to send somebody into the fire, you know. Unarmed, I guess. So I ended up having to call another neighbor. I'm like, I'm downtown and my horses are out. Can you go to my house? And, but, you know, you just get that dang call and you're just like, you see the name on the phone. You're like, God, I leave for 5 freaking minutes. I have a baby. I haven't left my house in 3 months. And the one time I do leave, the horses get out and are eating the alfalfa hay.
Yeah, that's when it happens, though. It's either when you're on vacation. We've had more weird stuff happen at the farm when we're on vacation. Things that never, ever happen when you're home. Ever.
Yeah.
Just weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like a hot air balloon lands and all the horses, you know, run through the fence. You know, it's just weird stuff. You know, it's just...
Wow. That's when you can't make up. Yeah, so that was my night last night, but I unfortunately stayed out a little late. I was... I was partying. Little man fell asleep in the car seat, and while I was holding him, and he fell asleep in the car seat. And so I was like, "Oh, green light!" So he ended up staying up too late, and I'm extremely tired today. But that's okay. It was totally worth it. Totally worth it. And we'll see if I make it to the to really bad ads today. Which, by the way, looks pretty entertaining. So yes. You'll want to stick around for that.
There's a good group. You know, you're not supposed to do that on school night, right? You know, you're supposed to. You should have done that tonight, not last night. Just saying.
I do the best I can.
Yeah. I didn't sleep much last night either, so this should be a good show.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I did yesterday, Chad called me from work, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night, like Friday night, which is tonight?" And I said, what am I doing? I don't do anything. Much less do I do anything without you. And he's like, "Well, we have this thing at work tomorrow night, and I was just hoping that maybe you could pick me up." I'm like, "Oh, no."
In other words, you're not invited, but I need a ride because I won't be able to drive.
Yes, I will be needing a ride home. I'm going to be responsible. And usually what happens is mommy has to drive to the base with the baby in the backseat of the car. It actually hasn't happened with the baby yet. But then not one fighter pilot gets in my car, but about eight cram into my car, and I end up driving all over the freaking country dropping drunk pilots off. So at least they're all getting rides. But
yeah.
Yes, I will be putting exciting taxi cab tonight. I'll get some taxi cab confessions or something.
You better get a nap today is all I have to say. You better be napping with the baby. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, following a fiendishly funny calorie count for horse people, we are joined by Martha Stewart, American Made Award nominee and owner of Hounds and Horses Healthy Treats for Dogs and Horses, Kathy Campbell. And following right on the heels of Jared Rogerson's songs, Really Bad Ads provides the opening credits for your weekend adventures, whatever they might be. And last but not least, happy Fortune Cookie Day, everyone.
You know,
I thought for a second that we were going to have Martha Stewart on the show. I'm like, yeah, I'm not prepared for that.
She does have horses. So.
She does. You're right. She's preaching. Right. But no, she's not on today.
I have two Daily Winnies today. The first one goes out to a friend of ours, Joseph from EquityMFG.com, or the manure forks that we all love here at the Horse Radio Network. He is an endurance rider. Well, so is his mom. Her name is Connie Berto. Get this, Jamie. She is 80 years old, and her horse, Dusty, is 20 years old, which makes them charter members of the unofficial Century Club. Now, how you get to be in the Century Club is if you and your horse's age both add up to over 100. And I know we've had stories before of people who have done that, but she was on the cover of Endurance News magazine this month because of a ride she just did. Now, get this. She's 80 years old riding a 20-year-old horse. Now, keep that in mind. And she was on the cover because on June 8th, she rode a 50-miler at Cooley Ranch in Northern California and completed the 50-miler. Now, get this. Her horse, Dusty, has 4,975 endurance miles, and Connie has over 11,000 endurance miles. So congratulations to both of them. How cool is that?
Wow, that's awesome.
It is awesome. And, you know, we're going to have to try and get her on the next endurance episode here on Horses in the Morning. I'll have to tell Karen about her, and we'll see if we can get her on the show. That would be a lot of fun. Well, here's
definitely.
My next Daily Winnie. Well, my next Daily Winnie goes out to all the people, the nice listeners who posted comments on the before and after pictures I put up of my little rescue pony, PT Scooter. I put some pictures up yesterday and showed you day one when we got him and 8 weeks later. And I got lots of neat comments. Did you get to see him yet? He looks a lot better, doesn't he? It was amazing.
I commented on it. He looks amazing. You guys, I'm so proud of you. First of all, because you bought the skinny homeless looking one as opposed to the fat, sleek, shiny one that was already had some training. You bought the unknown skinny one, and I was very proud of you for doing that. And my gosh, just the difference in his coat. You must have some good Kentucky Performance Product supplements on board, because my gosh, it's like a different pony.
It is. And it's, when I put this together, we had not looked at before and after pictures yet till this point. We were kind of waiting. And when I put those shots together, I was shocked at his coat, because we see him every day, so we don't notice that change. And I did not alter those old pictures from day one at all. Boy, what a difference. He was such a washed out sort of tannish color. And now he's this mahogany, you know, shiny mahogany coat, and has gained a lot of weight. It's amazing what food will do for animals, isn't it, Jamie? When you actually feed them.
Just by God feeding them. I mean, it's just amazing. Basic fundamental things like food and water and shelter and maybe some affection. Yeah. It's shocking.
It is. I mean, those pictures really do show that. You know, want to know the sad part, though? There is a sad side to this, and it's just sad because I can't do anything about it. Jennifer saw on Craigslist that the same woman that had this, remember, she had a bunch of other horses? Well, the Humane Society must be after her now, because now she's trying to get rid of a bunch of the other horses. And she had two other...
Well, I told you, you need to report her. I mean, my
well,
gosh.
I think that's the problem. I think the Humane Society is already after her, which is why she's doing this. But she had two other Hackneys that are like clones of him. And if I could afford to do it at all, I would go rescue those other Hackneys, because they would make a great team. They really would. But I just can't afford to do it right now. So that's the sad part, is I just can't afford to go get the other Hackneys too. And Jennifer, what did the ad say? The ad said, what did she say in the ad? Needs skin, maybe a little thinner or something, she said in the ad.
The ads always have that famous caveat. Haven't had them for very long. They need a little more weight. You know.
Even though she's had them for a year.
That's the number one line for selling a skinny horse on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Need a little more weight.
Yeah.
Need some weight. I rescued it. So it needs some more weight, because I didn't give it to the horse. Yeah, right.
No, not at all. And I got to drive him yesterday all by myself. Jennifer says I got the training wheels off. I ground drove him yesterday. And
Yay!
With no help, no coach there, went out and did it by myself. And the little guy and I, we had some adventures. He is going to make a great obstacle pony, because he loves going in and around trees and through stuff. And he's brave. So he's going to make a great obstacle pony.
Do you ever feel like when you're going in and around trees, he's actually just trying to pick you off?
That could, well, when I have the cart, I might be feeling that as we smash into them. Yes.
So.
All right, your turn.
Well, my daily weenie goes out to one of our listeners, Robin Donahue. And Glenn, I'm going to tell you why. Because she's so much better than you. And I'll tell you even why that is. Yes. Robin and I decided, we've been playing words with friends for a long time. I was one of the people in the games I play. We play each other, and we decided that words with friends is getting too boring. So we decided to spice it up with only using horse words.
Like you and I did. You and I did that in the very beginning. We sort of.
Well, one of us did that. I did that. You used words that have no scent at all of horses, and then tried to, on the show, make them sound like they somehow related to something horsey. Well, she and I actually used horse words, and she even said at the beginning, she goes, "Don't worry, I'll do better than Glenn did." And she did. I saved the picture of it, but my last word was urine. I mean, urine. How awesome is that? We played words like woe, cue, mile, heat, dead, gated, work, and prize. It was just awesome. So we're going to, Jennifer's going to post that on our Facebook now. All the awesome horse words that we played. She even played the word done. I played the word fart. I mean, come on, these are horse words. So, but I just wanted you to get a look at these guys and see what it actually looks like to play horse words.
Do you know, I haven't played with words with friends since about then. I mean, it's been a long time, because I always got beat. I beat no one. There's no one I've ever beat. So it was like when you...
That's why I was fun to play you.
I know. Well, I guess, yeah. But it wasn't much fun for me. So yeah, that's why I gave up.
Get that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go on here, this is truly Freestyle Friday. We're going to be all over the place. I just have to, and I know you have something you want to shout out too, but I just have to bring this up and get it off my chest. And I won't call her out by name, but we had somebody post again on our Facebook page. I did like your page. Then I saw this big guy and a very small donkey in the header picture, and I am suspicious about what you actually know about horses.
Oh, my God.
I can believe that's come up again.
Are you serious?
There is a picture in our header on our Horses in the Morning page of me on a donkey with Jennifer pushing the back of the donkey and Jamie pulling the front of the donkey, which I thought described our show perfectly. It's a perfect descriptive picture of our show. And people, it's a frickin' statue. And it even looks like a frickin' statue. It doesn't look real. If they take 2 seconds to look at it, just drives me nuts when we get, and this rolls around about what, every quarter somebody calls us out on that picture. I got snarky with her, so I guarantee she's not a listener because I got snarky with her. But it's like, it just drove me nuts. All right, have it on my chest now.
What that says to me, Glenn, is we are such convincing actors. With you acting like you're holding
even the statue is good.
By his ears. Yeah, I look like I'm pulling this thing, and Jennifer really looks like she's working on pushing. Who's dumb enough to push a donkey from there? She'd get double barreled in a half a second.
Yes, exactly. Hello, people. It's a statue. Oh, God.
That's
sorry.
So funny. I'm done. No, that is so funny.
You can go now.
Thanks for paying attention. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out. My best friend, Nancy, she's a maid of honor in my wedding. I mean, you guys know Nancy, right? Nancy Paul. She helps us at Rolex every
year.
Yeah,
from Kentucky.
She and I have been, lives in Kentucky. We've been going to Rolex for years together. Well, she had to put her horse down yesterday. She was 34 years old.
Wow.
And she's had him for over 16 years. He taught her how to event. He was such a classy guy. And so she had to put him down yesterday, obviously, because of infirmities of old age. And just had a really bad day. So I just wanted to give her a collective Horses in the Morning hug to let her know that we've all been through it and it sucks, but it'll get better. And she did the right thing.
Yes, our best to her. I know what, you know. That's for a horse. That's a good age. She had a lot of bonus.
She's like
what we
17
call
hands.
What we call bonus years. She had a few bonus years with that horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
She definitely had some bonus years for sure. And he's huge thoroughbred, Irish thoroughbred, or English thoroughbred, and it was just, 34 years old for a big giant horse is amazingly impressive. She did such a good job taking care of him. Anything he needed, she did. You know, she fed him before she ate. So he lasted a long time. She had a good horse.
It says a lot about her. It really does. It says a lot of good things about her. Yep. Well, Nancy, our thoughts are with you. Hey, I have...
Now, you have a news story that Glenn, if I read this news story, like the first thing I see is, oh my gosh, that's awesome. And the second thing I see is, it happened where? So being the huge Atlanta Braves fan that I am, I was born and raised in Atlanta. And I have a list of like guys that when I would meet them, I had a list of guys I would not date. Okay, let me go our way around this to get to the news story. But I would never date a lawyer, a professional wrestler, or a Mets fan. If you were any of those three,
wait a minute. How did professional wrestler even get into the mix? Oh, you grew up in Georgia. Now I know. Okay, forget it. Yep.
It only takes knowing one, Glenn. It really only takes one. And it only took me working for an attorney once to realize I don't want to live that lifestyle. Bless those who can be married to attorneys. I just don't know how you can deal with it. It's too stressful. And then Mets fans, because I'm sorry, I can't spend days. Like, Chad is a Giants fan, and that's okay because he'll watch Giants games. Well, I don't hate the Giants more than anything in the world, but I can't stand the Mets. I couldn't have them playing Mets games in my house. I couldn't take it. Now, you go and post this news story about the New York Mets who are, like, doing stuff for horses. I'm torn.
Yeah, doing stuff for not just horses, doing stuff for the Mustang. So
I know. I'm reading this. You want to do the story for everybody? You want me to do it?
You can do it.
So New York, this is the article, that when, I don't know which, I think it's this coming Sunday's game. In New York, all the Mets fans who go to see the Mets-Marlins game, it says, and they feel like they've stepped into a John Wayne movie, which I love John Wayne, when they enter Mets Plaza. Why? Because they're going to have some Mustangs standing in the front entrance to Citi Field at 11:30 in the morning for Hooves on First Day. It's basically to advocate for America's Mustangs. And I love the Mustangs. You know, Mustang Monument is just a place I want to go, and the Mustangs are so near and dear to my heart. And it says Mustangs are as American as baseball, and I'm just so pissed that this happened with the Mets.
Yeah, why not out in Arizona? I mean, they're closer to the Mustangs.
Why can't it be the Braves? Why can't it be the Braves or Arizona? Exactly. But then on the flip side of that, maybe I can look at it negatively, which I want to because I need the Mustangs. And I want to say, what kind of idiot brings a Mustang to New York? He's going to get beer cans thrown at him. I hope they have police surrounding him, a bunch of drunk Mets fans. So, because Mets fans are kind of drunk jerks,
because we all know there's no drunk Atlanta fans at all.
No, we're classy, Glenn. Classy, okay.
Never happens in Atlanta, not in the South. That's funny. Might be throwing grits at them. But.
Yeah, wow, you got that's like racist or something. I don't know.
I did put that story in this to agitate you a little bit because I remembered you had said about the Mets. And I saw that story and I went, Mets and horses, I can actually bust your chops a little bit on a story.
Hey. I know. And those Mets fans that are listening, go ahead and send your poorly worded, misspelled, angry emails to jamie@radionetwork.com if you can figure out how to turn on your computer.
Oh! Now that we've pissed off all of New York, I want to say happy thoughts to a bunch of different countries. I got this is you're going to find this amazing because you know you used to be on radio in Atlanta. You were on it for a long time, and you know I know you had to sit through the boring you know staff meetings all about the demos and the demographics, and you know people were listening you know 2 hours out of Atlanta, and you know they could listen in the western part of Atlanta if the weather was right and you know the sun was shining in the east, and your signal was reaching that far. Well. This is going to shock you, but we've had this new app, the app for the Horse Radio Network. And by the way, if you haven't downloaded it, go to the iOS or Android store and look for Horse Radio Network. Download the app. It's the easiest way to listen. And tons of people, thousands of people are now listening that way. But these are the countries that have downloaded the app. People in these countries have downloaded the app and have listened to Horses in the Morning. So here we go. Are you ready? United States, obviously. Norway, in the last week, something happened in Norway. There must have been a website or something. We've had over 50 people from Norway download the app and listen to Horses in the Morning. So I think that something, you know, something must have hit a website. Yeah, so do they speak English? I guess so. Australia, Canada, Germany.
Not only do people in Norway know how to speak English, they're also the most beautiful collection of people. Norwegian women,
yes, I agree.
Are ridiculous.
I agree. So, I agree. They are the most beautiful
pictures,
women.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So here's other countries that have listened to our show. Canada, Germany, India, the UK, Thailand, South Africa. We have a lot of listeners in South Africa. Brazil, Poland, Ireland, Hong Kong. We have a lot of listeners also in China. So there you go. Isn't that cool, all those people? Now, the scary part about that is these people all must be interested in horses in some way or another, and you and I are the representatives of the horse world in the United States to these people. Now, isn't that scary?
Don't listen to anything we say, you guys, seriously.
Yes.
If you want an expert, we can refer you to an expert. No, yes. And he also said Australia, too. And I must admit that I am I am kind of addicted to Clinton Anderson's Down Under Horsemanship, How to Train the Off-the-Track Thoroughbred series. So, Australia, I'm kind of, like, I want to say mate all the time because he says mate all the time on the show. G'day, mate. I'm like, do people really say mate all the time in Australia
like he does
on the show?
They do. They do say it. Every Australian we've ever interviewed says mate at least 5 times in the interview.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just him being kind of like, hey, mate, I'm in America, and you're a mate.
It's true.
Okay.
It is true.
All right.
You know, right,
I left out
a country or two. New Zealand is on that list, and I'm sure there's others that I just didn't have time to pull it all together. But it is kind of amazing that people from all over the world listen to us.
Again, if you need any real information, email me and I will direct you to the right place to go.
If you're here for a chuckle and don't mind that we ride little donkeys and abuse them, then you're at the right place.
I mean, my gosh, Glenn's big butt sitting on a little mini donkey, poor little thing. It's a statue, people. It's a statue at the Kentucky Horse Park. My God. We need to update those photos, though. You should pawn me back.
I do need. We need to get together again so we can do a new photo shoot.
Yeah. I think so. I'll meet you in Kentucky.
Well, before we get to our first commercial, I just had another thing here that was put up by Barn Mice. I like the website Barn Mice. And I've seen these before, but this one was kind of fun. It's how many calories you burn doing different horse things. And this was a different one that I had seen before. And, you know, what's number one on that list is cleaning stalls. It's the thing that burns the most calorie, 550 calories per hour cleaning stalls. Now, I think if you own the EquityMFG.com shake and fork, it's probably only 300 calories. So, you know, the shake and fork is probably making people fatter. Sorry, Joseph, but it's probably what's happening. But cleaning stalls is the biggest thing on that list. Feeding horses is 306. I guess that depends on how you're feeding your horses. Grooming the horses is 525. I guess you do work.
Hey, Glenn?
Yeah.
When you groom your pony, PT Scooter, that's 675 because you also have to chase him left and right.
Yeah, he's a moving target.
And left and right, back and forth.
Maybe they take
that. Yeah, but he's smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
smaller.
So it evens out.
Yeah, less area.
Less to groom.
That is true. Walking in the field, 335. Now, that's something we all go out and do is just walk in the field. Driving the tractor is 150. So guys out there that love to drive the tractor, not really burning much in the way of calories. Painting the fences is only 140. How can painting the fences be less than driving the tractor? I don't get that one.
I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense.
No. Shoveling snow, 450, and mowing the lawn, 457. And I assume that's if you're doing it with a push mower of some sort.
I was going to say, if you're doing it on your tractor, does the mowed lawn calories and the driving the tractor calories add up together? Because then you're really getting
Burning a lot of calories.
I
think the only way you're really burning calories when you're mowing the lawn is either you're push mowing or you're doing it with one of those those big, sharp, rounded things that they use in horror movies. I would be the only way.
Yeah. Because that's the way we cut grass anymore. Yeah, sure.
Riding a horse. Now, these are the calories you burn while riding a horse. At the halt is 78 calories. You really don't burn many calories sitting still. Walking, 168. Posting the trot. You would think that would be the most, right? Posting the trot? That'd be my guess. 420. But it is not the most. Sitting the trot is 450. And riding at a canter and a gallop are over 500. So those are the highest. And then the last thing on the list, jogging slowly after a loose horse is 550.
Now, that's amazing that made the list. Because, like, the walk in the field reminded me of jogging slowly after a loose horse, because usually I'm jogging through the field trying to catch a horse. So
true.
You can add those two together, too.
That is true.
It's funny you think posting trot should be the most calories burned. Obviously, posting is very difficult for you because, to me, a sitting trot is way harder than a posting trot. Oh, your abs, because I have no core right now after having a baby, so I can't even sit a trot. It's embarrassing.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break for our commercial. Our first guest will be ready then. We'll talk to her. Our only guest, actually, of the day will be ready. We'll talk to Kathy about Martha Stewart. Now, it's not Martha, so don't worry, Jamie. It's not Martha Stewart. It's not going to be on the show. So it's somebody that's doing something with Martha. So just want to clarify.
She is welcome on the show, by the way.
Yes. Oh, Martha is? Well, we'll call her up. Yeah. I'm sure she'd be thrilled to come on the show.
She's listening right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, Glenn the Geek here. Choose Kentucky Performance Product Supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. This week, I want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. Horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, brood mares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need a supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable and easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. You can find all of their information and a lot of good nutritional stuff on their Facebook page as well. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, now we have a guest on the line here whose name is Kathy Campbell. She's of Hounds and Horses out of Kentucky, our old hometown there. We lived there for a while and right down the road for where she is. And she is up for an award. And what makes this so interesting is she's a horse company doing horse things that's up for a Martha Stewart American Made Award, which is a really big deal because it gets you a lot of publicity and it really does make you prominent because Martha still carries a big stick. So let's talk to Kathy and find out what it's all about. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, you're from Georgetown, right?
I'm in Frankfort.
Frankfort. Okay, good. Frankfort, Kentucky. And so tell us about your company. Tell us about Hounds and Horses first, and then we'll find out about the American Made Award and what that's all about.
Hounds and Horses was created back last October, and it was myself, my childhood best friend, and my sorority sister. I had gone back to school at Midway College and got my equine management degree and really loved nutrition and and decided that I couldn't find a job in the horse industry, so I started baking horse treats and talked them into going into business with me.
Now, you said this was your sorority sister. Were you sober at the time you decided to do this? Just asking.
We had a little bit of wine there. be honest, we'd had some wine and maybe a little bourbon.
Now, you know, this is how, you know, this is funny because this is how a lot of entrepreneurial businesses in the horse world start. This is because none of us can find jobs in the horse world, so we create our own. That's how the Horse Radio Network started. You know, it was like, okay.
Amen.
You know, that's it. We all have done it. But it seems like horse treat companies especially are the ones that really do it. Now, what makes your treats different than all the others?
Well, we use ingredients straight out of the cabinet. You can feed them to your kids. So, you can eat them yourself. We use all local natural products, no chemicals, preservatives, or anything like that. And we have become Kentucky Proud certified. So we are the only Kentucky Proud company nominated for a Martha Stewart Award, period.
And explain to people what that means. I know what it means, but explain what it means.
Kentucky Proud means that we use Kentucky-made, processed, or grown products to make our products. So, for instance, we use, in our horse treats, we use Weisenberger Mill rolled or full-grain oats, which are grown in Fayette County, and then Weisenberger Mill in Midway processes them for us. And then we use sorghum that's made in Woodford County, and then we use, they look like little mini muffins with a great big peppermint in the top. So everything is produced and made in Kentucky.
You know, the thing I thought that was missing when I was looking at your website, or maybe I just didn't see it, you can clarify it for me, is there is another ingredient that you mentioned earlier that is grown or is made in Kentucky that's very prominent, and that's bourbon. I don't see any bourbon horse treats.
We have not perfected that yet.
You know, you got
a disgusting one. I'm sorry, it's gross.
You know, we've gone on many of the bourbons.
I do have several distilleries around me and friends that are in the bourbon business, and I keep asking them if they can help me figure out. And the only thing that we could figure out is if I made a bourbon syrup and put them in there. And I don't know that the horses would too much care for those. But
if you make a syrup out of it, it might be some. Sweet. It might be sort of molassesy with a little kick.
Yeah,
like you said,
exactly.
You can give them to your kids. That's like the nighttime sleep aid.
Yes, this would be your nighttime before bed treat for your children.
Yes, genius. See, I'm helping you market right now.
Perfect. I really appreciate it.
And airplane trips. Here, eat five of these, please.
Exactly.
Well, now,
but I don't know. Would the peppermint have the opposite effect? They would get real stimulated from the peppermint and real calm down from the bourbon.
There you go. Well, let's now talk about how you ended up being part of Martha Stewart's American Maid Award and what that is.
Well, the Martha Stewart American Maid Award is an audience choice award. Businesses are nominated. We don't know who nominated us. We just got an email informing us that we had been nominated and that it was a major deal. If we win the award, we will be able to expand our production and also get to meet the fabulous and wonderful Martha Stewart herself and go to New York City. And it's just a really big honor. Everybody in Kentucky is kind of freaking out when I tell them that we're nominated for this Martha Stewart Award. They're like, do you realize what a big deal this is? And I'm like, well, no, not really, but I'm figuring it out as I go.
Poor Kathy, you're like me. It's like, I don't think I've ever watched Martha Stewart. I don't know what it is.
I really haven't.
I know she has horses.
Yes, she does. Horses and dogs. So
but it would be great. I mean,
both those niches.
Anything you can do as a small business, you know, starting out with not a lot of capital and, you know, baking cookies in your kitchen, you know, anything you could do as a small business to get this kind of national recognition is huge. It really is huge. And so what can our listeners do to help you out that we can help a horse company win one of the Martha Stewart Awards? And who is your competition?
Our biggest competition, well, they have put us in the food category.
Really?
Which I'm really kind of shocked about that we're in the food category. Yes, we bake, and yes, it's all human-grade ingredients, but our biggest competition are three chocolate companies.
Oh, that's
tough. Okay, so we're horses competing against chocolate. You know, it's kind of a crazy idea,
You'll stand out. You'll stand out, and those chocolate people will split the votes, and you'll get all the animal people votes. So I'm thinking that it's going to be a good thing. I am looking around, and I really think that your main competition is something called Horrible Adorables. Have you looked at this hideous something or other that it's called Horrible Adorables, Glenn, and it's art. And it's basically really ugly art animals.
There are some. I was looking around yesterday. There are some interesting
adorn
companies.
Any room of one. I'm like, these are they're really unattractive. So I think that you are shoo-in with the horse company, with the horse people. You know, if you can, I'm still looking for your.
We're
thing
in
on her website
category, and we're on the second page of the Martha under the food category was on the second page at the bottom.
Okay.
And we'll put a link to it on our Facebook page, too.
Have you considered going on the TV show The Shark Tank?
We considered it, but we decided that, and I don't mind doing it, but I really don't want to turn my company over to those people.
Well, you don't have to. You can just take their investment. You can just take their money. So the Shark Tank, for those who don't know, it's basically small businesses go in front of these millionaires and pitch their companies and ideas, and they can either get money or sell part of their business. It's for those who really need some extra capital.
Or get brutalized.
So if you are on the Shark Tank, or you get just completely punched in the mouth by these people, yeah, it could go either way. That's what makes it entertaining. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I really don't know that I want to go on there. Yeah, I would love to have their money, but then I hate to turn around and have to give them all my money when I make it, when I finally get a paycheck.
You know what's interesting, too, is they really don't like food. I love that show. I watch it all the time. And they really pick on the food companies. I can't imagine what they would do to, like, an animal food, you know, provider.
Exactly.
They really do butcher them. But all right, so I just went on and voted. It was easy. I could do it just signing in to using my Facebook sign in to vote. And we need to get the votes up because I see one of the chocolate companies is ahead. So we need to catch up. We have to support horse people here. And there's a million chocolate companies. This is the only horse company in the Martha Stewart American Made Awards. We got to support. Am I doing
I'm
a good?
I'm looking for it now. We're gonna vote. We'll
and you can vote 6 times a day, every 24 hours.
Really? Wow.
This
her email address. Her email address. So if you have 2 emails, you can vote 12 times a day.
I didn't realize they allowed to do it that often. Martha really wants to get a lot of votes in, doesn't she? It's like.
I guess so, because I had actually thought about making up a bunch of email addresses, but then I thought, no, I'm not doing it.
Do it! What are you, crazy?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I had 3.
Jamie would have 100.
Jamie number 1, Jamie number 2, Jamie number 3, whatever. Yeah, totally, you should do it.
Jamie would have 85 Yahoo accounts.
Yeah, I'm like, how many Gmail accounts can you have from one IP address?
Well, this is great. We wish
you
the...
Anything that you guys can do to help us out would be fabulous. We would really, really appreciate it. Yet again, it's helping us to build our business.
Well, Uta already piped in that she, one of our listeners, that she just voted. So we'll hopefully get you some votes. I don't know how many we'll get this morning, but we'll try and get you some. Your website is hounds-and-horses.com. We'll post that on our Facebook page as well so people can go over and check out your treats. Where can people buy the treats? Is it just a local thing or do you ship?
Actually, we have retailers in and around the Georgetown, Versailles, Lexington area, but they can also order them under the Tasty Treats on our Facebook page.
All right, very good. That's we'll put that link again on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. If people want to check it out, please do go vote, and let's support a horse business. And maybe if you win, then we can get Martha on the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get her for you.
Okay, good. You work on that. Thanks, Kathy.
I will. Thanks.
Talk
to
you later.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I can't believe, do you actually watch Shark Tank? Because that would be another show we agree on.
Never mind. I don't watch it anymore.
Okay.
I'm done with it. No, yeah, I agree. I like that show. I do because I'd love to see what they are kind of turned on by. And I'd love to see later, like when they go back and show you products that have been on the show and the updates of what they're doing with them. But man, those people act like, well, what do they do to get all that money? The people, I don't know who the actual investors are.
They're actually the
millionaires, or
the millionaires are doing the investing. Yeah, they invest with their own money. And these are guys that invest in companies all day long anyway. So, you know, this is just actually the show allows them to, you know, the show allows them to, for the producers of the show, do all the due diligence, and it's easy for them to, they don't have to do any work, you know, they can just sit there and go, I'm going to invest in that one. So, You know, and they, it's fun. I like it when they do the success stories. They show you a year later how they're doing and everything, but they never show you the failures, the ones that I invested my $100,000 in, and now they're belly up and, you know, living somewhere completely different.
But, yeah.
They never show those.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Hey, I got a story for you,
yeah.
Glenn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have time for me to tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it sounds awesome. There's this guy, his name is Patrick Schumacher, and he decided that he was going to ride 600 miles on his horse with his dog,
I know this
pug, to go to his brother's wedding, okay? And that sounds so cool. I'm going to take my horse. I'm going to ride to my brother's wedding. Well, he was derailed a little bit simply because he got arrested. He got arrested, Glenn, for animal cruelty, riding the horse on a road while drunk. He got arrested for having a firearms infraction and a reckless endangerment. You think horse guy riding to his brother's wedding. That is such a cool thing to do. Well, unfortunately, officers saw that Schumacher was slumped over in his saddle as he crossed streets and was forcing pedestrians off of the sidewalk. Officers asked him to dismount and noticed he was slurring his words. He failed all of their intoxication tests. They found beer cans and a black powder pistol, which he apparently said.
Who carries one of those?
I know. I don't even know what that is. And then they apparently saw him. He was called in because somebody saw him hit his horse in the head. And he said he was just swatting a fly. But he was arrested on animal cruelty, prohibited use of weddings, riding a horse while drunk, which is a traffic violation, and reckless endangerment. And the reason he's riding his horse to his brother's wedding, it's not some fundraiser. It's not for charity. It's because he lost his driver's license, probably because he was drunk. So he actually, DUI, probably lost his license that way. So he was 2:15 in the afternoon, by the way, was when all this happened. It wasn't like it was 2:15 in the morning. It was like middle of the day. He's like, I only had 3 beers. Why are you drinking 3 beers on your horse in the middle of the day? First of all, I would have to pee within 5 seconds, but he's like, I got me a good horse. I can go anywhere I need to go. He's actually already ridden from South Dakota to Utah. So he's, what a piece of work.
Do you know though, the brother, after he got the call from his brother who was riding the horse to get there and said, I'm probably not going to make it because now I've been arrested. The brother went, phew. Thank God. Because do you really want that brother at your wedding? No.
He's going to be on a horse. No, absolutely not. You wanted to? Hey, by the way, my drunk brother who's riding a horse to our wedding has just been arrested. And we got to have the wedding before his court date.
And I love that this guy owned a pug. That's funny, too.
He's got a pug on the back of the saddle. It's very strange. And just not that, like, it sounds really romantic, the story. And then you're like, oh, drunk, broke guy, you know, basically riding, of course. But, the horse is really attractive, and his feet look good, and he's a good weight. He seems to be eating very well. The guy is just a disaster.
Yeah, that's interesting. That one made the national news, and I saw it all over the place. This guy got a lot of attention. He really did. I love that he had a 5-gallon pail hanging off his saddle in the back.
He's got a pickle bucket stuck on his saddle.
I have one question. Well, he had to make sure he had his horse head water too. When you have to go, 3 or 4 states away, don't they have Greyhound buses where he is? I mean, yeah. I can't.
Oh, no,
therefore, of course, ride a horse. That's what first comes to mind.
There's plenty of things wrong with this, Jennifer. Not just one thing. There's many things weird about this.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, yeah. I wanted to say, too, that you know how we always we talk about lightning. I posted a video on our Facebook page. I don't know if you saw it. It was a security camera that was outside a person's house, and the camera was just running, and it caught lightning hitting a tree by their driveway, like 50 feet away from the camera, during a thunderstorm. Well, there were five people injured by lightning at Kentucky Downs last night. They ended up in the hospital. This is Kentucky Downs Racetrack, which is in southern Kentucky. And apparently lightning hit a pole during the races. They were at the fifth race. Lightning hit a pole and traveled through the pole, you know, into the ground and caught the spectators. You know, they all ended up in the hospital. They're all going to be fine. They're going to live. But then they canceled the rest of the race card that day because of this. But, yeah, I mean, you're just standing
there. It's a reminder. if it's lightning, don't stand next to a freaking light pole. What is wrong with
outside.
People? That's like the most fundamental. Yeah, you're outside in a lightning storm standing next to a metal pole. I mean, what about that doesn't scream, go inside, move away?
Yes.
And
before we get to our song, a sad thing happened yesterday. And this is sad for everybody that grew up in the Northeast, because Jennifer and I have been there, and I think we have eaten at the ice cream stand that caused this to happen. Is, you know how, you know, devastated Atlantic City was and the boardwalk area of Atlantic City was after the hurricane last year, Hurricane Sandy?
The Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the whole Jersey Shore, but especially Atlantic City. And they had to rebuild a good part of the boardwalk. And, you know, Atlantic City's known for its boardwalk. They had to rebuild a good part of it. Well, that part that they rebuilt, a good part of it yesterday, six blocks of it, was burned to the ground. They had a massive fire. It started at a little ice cream stand, and I kind of remember this ice cream stand. And this was in the Seaside Park side of the boardwalk. And it started there, but the problem was that the winds were up to 40 to 50 miles an hour during a storm yesterday. And when they showed, now, first of all, they showed this hook, and I watched a video. There's this, you know, ladder truck with the little guy standing up in the bucket of the ladder, you know, four stories up, squirting water on this fire, the boardwalk, which is totally engulfed in flames. And the wind was so strong, the water wasn't even hitting the fire. It was just being blown away. So I'm going, first of all, crazy guy to be sitting up at that bucket with 40-mile-an-hour winds. But they couldn't contain it because of the winds. So they actually cut out a part of the boardwalk where it was heading, and they took out a big chunk of it, and they brought bulldozers in and scooped sand up and put sand between in the cutout part to try and stop the fire, and that's what worked eventually. But they think there were 40 businesses that were burned. And it just destroyed this whole part. And the boardwalk was known for having, I forget what it was called, it's called Funtown Pier. And it was, you know, where they had all the little amusement rides and stuff. Well, they had to rebuild Funtown Pier most of Funtown Pier was destroyed in the fire yesterday that they had rebuilt. So it was pretty devastating for anybody that's been there and, you know, as part of that area. It was just iconic. Just wanted to bring that up, that it was something that happened yesterday. It was kind of wild. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah,
that happy
note. A lot of listeners. Yes.
Let's take a break. We are going to hear from Equestrian Collections. And then we have a song request. Somebody actually emailed me. Karen emailed me and said this is dedicated. We have a dedication, Jamie. This is dedicated to her friend.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. You've got to say it in Casey Kasem style.
Oh, okay. Can you
do that? We have a request and a dedication. Karen sent in a message, and this is from a friend, Lynn. I can't do Casey Kasem's voice, by the way. But, you know, reach for the stars. And, you know, I can't remember all the things you could say, but this is a special long-distance dedication.
Oh, it was long-distance. That's right. They were always long-distance dedications. That's right.
Long-distance dedication for Lynn from the friend Karen. She says, reach for the stars and keep on riding. Keep trucking. I'm making all that up. Pages of Cheyenne by Dan Roberts, which is a fantastic song.
And we'll be right back after that with Really Bad Ads.
Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections about a brand new service that they are offering for all of our international listeners.
Yes, hi, Glenn. You know, we have an awful lot of international customers, and we are trying our best to pare down what they are paying in shipping, because international shipping is very expensive. We have partnered with a company called Bongo International, and that just started this month. What that is, it's a place that international folks, and many of them are already members of Bongo or are familiar with Bongo. You become a part, you actually sign up for an account with Bongo, and that is kind of like PayPal, where you have an account with them. And then you can shop on our site, choose anything you want, and you will only be charged domestic shipping. And that means American shipping rates, because when you sign up with Bongo, what they do is they give you a U.S. shipping address. So when you place an order on our system sees that as a domestic shipment. So you only pay domestic prices for international shipments. And you set up your account with Bongo however that you want to. I think you can use this system to shop on many different vendors. We're partnering with them for our site. So if you are an international customer, we do have all this information on the site. It's on the lower left-hand side of every page. Just go to that Bongo site and read about it and see if that might be something that you might be interested in. We think you'll find it. It will really help you with international shipping. We're always looking for ways to help our international customers. We welcome and look forward to helping them and to shipping to every country. So please take a look at our new service called Bongo International.
Pack up all his buckles, shift his saddle to his back. By the way the house looked, she must have took it back. The workers come on Monday to fix the door, patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, drew a bull on Nancy Black. He promised her he'd turn out, well, it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they've been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. That baby just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. She told him about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said that I don't give a damn. If you never come back from Cheyenne. They bet you just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim. If you go down by the water You'll see your footprints in the sand. Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even play the steamer on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
Well, that was a special request and long-distance dedication by Karen from Friendland, The Beaches of Cheyenne by Dan Roberts. Yes, it actually was written by Dan Roberts, but he made a lot of money on it when he sold it to one guy named Garth Brooks. Now, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the clouds. Thank you! Keep reaching for the stars! God, I screwed it up. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
This is why you were in Top 40 Radio in Atlanta, Jamie.
This is why I used to be in Top 40 Radio, because I screwed it up. Oh, that's great. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can visit them at kppusa.com. And I think it's that time, Glenn.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing, he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trader. Let the laissez faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trader. The tell a low down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trader. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trader.
That's right. It's that time of the week everybody looks forward to, the most popular segment we do on any of the Horse Radio Network shows. It's time for Really Bad Ads. This is the segment where listeners submit really bad, usually Craigslist ads to us that are out of the farm and home section, usually about horses, and we read them to you and just point out some of the, well, you'll see. Jennifer, what are the prizes? Because we always give away great prizes.
The prize table on today's Really Bad Ads features from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love, like Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed suppliers, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. Also, a Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment and salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, abrasions, cuts, and scrapes, especially this time of year, the dreaded too many baths, my horse has the crusties. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And I have discovered they are also excellent for covering up boo-boos caused by cactus spikes going into your horse's legs.
Okay. That's good to know. That'd be good for Jamie to know. Well, let's get started with really bad ads. This one, you know how, Jamie, at the beginning, I usually look for a funny one myself that has nothing to do with horses, and I read it. Well, I didn't have to look for one this week, because this one was sent in, and I think it hit the best of Craigslist ads, which is why we got it from about a dozen people. Mary and Kayla and Denise and several others sent this ad in to us. And I don't know if we've done this one before or not, but it's very funny, so I'll do it again. Are you ready? Miserable, cantankerous horse for sale. $1,400 out of New Haven, which I assume is Connecticut. Sold. Meet Rotten Banana. My wife named him that before he was born 7 years ago, and for that reason, I believe she is a true psychic medium. Rotten Banana's father was a registered paint we owned, who was a valiant sweetheart of a horse, but was ugly as sin. His mother was an evil wench, built like a brick house and afraid of nothing. We thought the breeding might give us a valiant sweetheart was built like a brick house. Instead, we got Rotten Banana. Why would you even think that? Banana has a lot of personality. He has great ground manners. He loves attention. He is probably the best horse I have ever seen about picking up his feet. My six-year-old daughter can lead him anywhere. And that's where the good stuff ends. So maybe stop reading here. Stop reading? Damn it. Rotten Banana is very broke to ride and has hundreds of trail miles. Like his mom, he is afraid of nothing. He will go through brooks, mud, trees, and not miss a step. If he wants to. If he doesn't want to, he won't do anything. Literally. If you want to ride, he will just stand there. Whip and spur all you want. The best you will get is a half-hearted buck and a grunt. The very reputable natural horsemanship trainer I paid $900 to work on this became as exasperated as I was. If you want to put him on a trailer and he doesn't want to go, he will go backwards. Quickly, if you want to bridle him, he will actually point his nose into the sky like a timber wolf. When you are not looking, he will either steal the hat off your head with his teeth or grab your shirt and give you a tug. In short, he is an ass. So if you're looking for a project horse with lots of miles left in his ta-da, here he is. Someone with time could actually make a horse out of him. That person is not me. That was one of the best written ads ever.
That's a very good ad. And I just love the fact that they named him Rotten Banana before they realized he was going to be a rotten banana. But it's like, if you name your horse something, you're going to jinx him. I mean, I think they jinxed him with the name.
Well, they jinxed him too, because whose brilliant idea was to breed the ugly as sin paint horse with the evil wench and think they were going to get something wonderful out of that mix?
That's why we say at the end of every show, spay, neuter, and geld, people. Geld. Stop breeding these god-awful, ridiculously bad animals. The next one was sent in by somebody who didn't give us their name, but we have their email address. And it is 7-year-old Paso Fino gelding, and that's $400. Oh, my God. That's in L.J., Georgia.
I wonder where that was.
Pretty much. That's L.J., Georgia, my friend. That's up in the mountains of North Georgia. So the ad should read as... Oh, you know what I realized, too? I need to get better at saying one word. I talked to my dad on the phone yesterday, Glenn, and I need to get better at saying the word... How do you say the word C-A-N-apostrophe-T?
Can't.
Can't. Well, I talked to my dad yesterday, and he said, can't.
Can't?
So,
can't?
I can't say it right. I haven't been saying "king rat." So I put that in the vault of really bad ad Southern slang to say the word. If I see C-A-N-T, I need to say the word "king."
Kate. Okay.
I can't do it. I can't do it. So back to the ad. George is a 7-year-old gelding, 14-hand Pasifino. That's a Ronin Red Dun, no papers, has had teeth floated this summer. Endurance prospect to use him however you desire. Unshod, no need for shoes, loves easy, easy to catch in large pasture. Neck reins, he rides English or Western.
Well, sounds pretty good.
That was one sentence.
Yeah.
That was one sentence.
I like, look, before you go on, I like how he gave us permission to use him for whatever we want.
I didn't even know what I was reading. You can use them however you desire.
Yeah, so exactly. It's great that he gave us permission to ride the horse we just bought however we want. Just go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. George does have some gait issues, so knowledgeable plan of Pasifino home would be best for him. He is improving with work. This is per vet him not having sheath clean for 6 years of his life.
Wait a minute. What's that have to do with anything?
So he doesn't gait right because his wiener hurts, is what I'm saying. Got a big old bean in there, okay? He can't move. He can't move. George must have his sheath cleaned every month or two, as he has excessive buildup that causes pain if not taken care of, hence the gait issues. Worming and tetanus shot are current excellent trail horse rides in front, no back, no spook. All horses come with 2-week guarantee. I buy them back 90% of sale price. Terms and conditions do apply. Horse must not be brought back lengthened or in any sort of bad shape. I will only sell him to a knowledge-able Paso Hom. Wow. That's a really bad ad. Clean his wiener every month.
Yeah. That's something I haven't attempted with PT yet, so we've got that to look forward to.
Get on your that's bad. I was going to say something, but you're going to get in trouble for that. Yeah, you have to sing the sheath cleaning song every month when you own the 7-year-old Paso, so you don't get on to know. Yeah, Georgia? Nice. I like that ad. Oh, Selick, I think, is the person who sent that in. Tom Selick sent that one in. So
all
okay.
Right. There's a couple.
I'm going to make up names for those who don't send their names. I'm just going to make up names.
Chelsea sent the next one in. She did send her name. And the couple short ones here. Chicken poop full coop. East Madison. Hi. Full coop of poop. 4x4 coop. 4 inches to 6 inches high. Old, dry, nothing fresh. Bring bins, buckets, bags, and haul it away. Thanks and happy growing. There you go, all the chicken poop you want. The unfortunate part is you have to dig them out of little 4-inch by 6-inch high coops. How long would it take you to get any amount of chicken poop at all, digging them out of little tiny coops?
I'm sorry, this is genius. Genius, because my chicken coop is full of poop too, and if somebody wants to come clean it, they can certainly have the poop.
It is good for your garden.
Take it away. Well, come and get it, Glenn.
Chicken poop, full coop. You want to do the next one for Rachel sent in?
Yes. Rachel sent this to Lynn in. 1/4 mile horse in Los Banos, California. Selling a beautiful Y/01/4 1/4 mile horse. Saddle broken, extremely friendly. Comes with saddle rope at the other end. Accessories ready to ride. Short and sweet. I don't know what the hell they're selling.
Well, they're selling a 1/4 mile horse, which don't we usually call a quarter horse?
I don't know. You never know. This is California. They're a little crazy out there.
$1,000 for a 1/4 mile horse. Then I should only have to pay a 1/4 of the price. Cindy sent in the next one, and it is a horse trailer. That's another classic horse trailer. And I love, Jennifer, when you post this one, you have to put the ad in because that's what makes this one work. It's a single horse trailer for $150, below our average crappy horse trailer price. Homemade single horse trailer. But then again, it's only half a horse trailer, so it kind of fits. Homemade single horse trailer. Has seen plenty of miles hauling a high-dollar healing quarter horse. Still sturdy for your horse, calf, goats, llama, pig, or whatever. As is, no holds, cash in hand, $150, telephone calls only. Now, this is a single horse trailer that looks like it's been through a war if you look at the front of it. It kind of looks like the Starship Enterprise after a battle. It does...
Holy cow.
All of the tin that is around this rounded front end of this single horse trailer is coming off. All the rivets are popping at the bottom and the top. It has one sort of set of wheels that look pretty bald, and it's pretty rusted on the frame. So I would not haul your... There's a reason he stopped hauling his high-dollar healing quarter horse in this, because...
To be sliced a tendon. Oh, my God.
It's probably true. This is a classic. What a classic. And it looks like it's just been painted recently, doesn't it? He took a paintbrush and painted it gray or silver or whatever it is.
No, it's like he spray painted it silver. Yeah, that's awful. And I just, looking at this as a horse person, I just cringe because it's like the pins that he has hammered onto the frame is actually like coming up. So there's a lip of thin metal that is piercing from all the way around the bottom and the second layer around the top, and there's a window. If you were to touch that, you're going to slice open whatever touches it. I'm scared looking at that. That's a great trailer.
I highly recommend, if you buy this trailer, tetanus shots for you and your horse, because you're going to need them.
Oh, dear God. Don't buy it. Yeah, tetanus shots for sure. It's a walking tetanus vehicle. Lindsay sent in the next one. Quarter horse mare, $650. Needs experienced rider. Now, that's not the way to start out an ad to sell a horse. Oh, it gets better. Needs experienced rider. Not for children. Has not been ridden in a while. Has bucked before.
And will buck again.
Stay away from this horse. Needs experienced rider. Not for kids. Has not been, not been rode in a while. Has bucked before. Quarter horse mare. All around 14 years old. 16 hands. Big. Pretty girl. Not up to date on shots. Is not registered. Loves baths. Will lounge. With some refreshing, she will make someone a nice horse. Email me. Tell you everything I know about her. People that are serious about buying only, please, $650. Well, I feel like calling and kicking some tires with this lady. Only if you're serious about buying a horse that will buck you off, that is not good for children, that is that hasn't been ridden in forever, then you can call.
And has EEE because it hasn't bothered to get any shots either.
Yeah, this thing is thick as a dog. Don't take right. It home.
Angela sent in the next one. What was that in the barn from Coverland, Maryland? If you
That's
have...
The title.
Yeah, well, that was the title. What was that in the barn? Question mark from Coverland, Maryland. If you have snakes, coons, possums, mice/rats, we can help. We remove all pests alive and relocate them to our privately owned areas. So if you need to get rid of something quick, keep us in mind. We are cheap, fair, and treat you like our family. We take cash or trade, so call us today. By the way, if you're the varmint guy... I don't want you to treat me like I'm family. Just saying.
Well, that's a great point.
I've seen them on TV. I just want you to get the varmints and get out. I don't want you hanging around because these guys will talk your ear off. I know. They'll talk your ear off.
Now, what I'm wondering is where exactly the privately owned areas are that we relocate your snakes, coons, possums, and rats to. Is that just a nice way of saying, like, see, I watched that, like, Duck Dynasty. I haven't ever seen it. But, like, those people, yeah, are they skimming them and, like, putting them in the freezer? Or
Jennifer said that China. Jennifer said that China walked down at the mall.
Thank God I'm a vegetarian. Oh, God.
And the poor people.
You want to try? No, I don't want to try your freaking possum meat that you're throwing at the mall. I don't want it.
And with my luck, I'd buy the farm that was next door to the privately owned area. You know, that'd be my luck.
Yeah.
You got the next one. Ben sent it in.
Yeah, Ben sent this one in. I love his email address.
Me too.
It's funny. It's whoop-de-doo. This is his email address. Don't use that on a job application, Ben. Miniature gelding for sale. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, they go to apply for a job, and at the top of the resume, they have to put their email address, and it's like, whoop-de-doo. Like, I don't care about this job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, miniature gelding for sale, $250 in Hudson. 7-year-old miniature gelding. He's a perfect angel on the ground with people and kids. Reads amazing and will trot/canter beside you. Will make a perfect child horse/cart horse, which is what I got him for originally. Also has a nice collected jump. I exercise him over a small jump in the pasture, and he does great. I have not been able to try him out riding because I do not have pony tack nor a small enough rider. But I put a horse's saddle on him and then had my 12-pound chihuahua ride him, and he did fantastic.
You can just picture that scene. Was the Chihuahua steering too?
Why do we not have pictures of this?
Was the Chihuahua wearing a helmet?
Yes,
that's what I want to know.
I have not been able to try him out riding because I did not have pony pack nor a small enough rider. My son is 3 months old and is bigger than 12 pounds. Okay. So who's going to ride this? So I put a horse saddle on him and then had my 12-pound Chihuahua ride him, and he did fantastic. He's going to make an amazing children's horse with a little bit of work. If you want to buy him, I'm asking $250. Email me a time to set up. Wow.
My face hurts.
If that 12-pound Chihuahua can ride him, he's good for kids.
I usually let you guys pick, but I don't care what you pick. Ben is winning a prize today. That made my face
let's
hurt.
See, the next one, Tammy sent in the next one. That was funny. Horse to get home, $150. My mare needs a new home. I hate road sale her, but hard times force me to find her a forever home. She is full QH, was used for racing and rodeos in the past and then used for a lesson horse. She's 10-year-old, 15-man Shiba with one man. Shiba and Longman and Tail. She can only be very light riding due to lean. She was 6 horse tight kid, her and front. But if you put boot on her, she don't say just Fime. I'm asking $150 to ride home. Foul check, people.
That one is just sad. That's just sad at.
Yeah, it's really, that's terrible.
Sienna sent the next one in. Looking for a colorful filly mare. Well, we got one for you. The one right before this is only $150. I am looking for my next best friend. Would love a blue roan or
here we go.
This is going to be, I would love almost anything, and then she's going to give 50 things that criteria. I am looking for my next best friend. First of all, if an ad starts out with that, do not give your horse to this person. Would love a blue roan or palomino, but a paint done buckskin or grula, etc. would be okay too. Don't have a lot of extra money, so free or cheap is great. Yeah, isn't it always? Also, can trade horse training or stud service to my registered Perlino stallion. But I do have a lot of love and land and hay, so would be well-fed and spoiled. Registered quarter horse or paint, a plus. Would like 2 to 4-year-old, but we'll look at others. Thanks. There was the disclaimer always at the end. It's got to be a quarter horse or paint. It has to be registered, and it has to be a 2 or 4-year-old, and it has to be ready to win awards.
Safe. And it has to be free.
Free, yes. Because I have a lot of hay, so it's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's like, yeah, see, I'm looking for a guy, and, you know, just a good sense of humor is all I'm really looking for, but I would like for him to be 6'2", have a good body, have a good job, make lots of money, be kind to animals, be funny, love his mother, like, but I will take anybody, but he has to be all these things.
Oh, and he has to be between 18 and 21. That's the other thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And not a fixed style. Yeah, there's plenty of things you need to be. Jenna sent in the next one. ISO, a broke horse. In search of a broke horse. Hi, I'm looking for a under $700 broke quarter horse. It must be 15 hands or taller. Would prefer something younger than 15 years old. It must be sound. I know a lot about lameness problems, so don't sell me an unsound horse. I'm wanting to get back into barrel racing, so I'm looking for one that's already trained or would be a good prospect for it. I do a lot of trail riding, so I want a horse that can trail ride for hours with no problems and has good 3 gaits. Email me with pictures. So basically, I want a really well-broke quarter horse that runs barrels for under $700. And don't you try to sell me your crippled horse, because I know a lot about leanness.
Yeah, I don't know much about the quarter horse barrel business, but I'm guessing $700 isn't going to buy much. Just saying.
No.
No.
Probably not.
No.
It won't buy a good broke trail horse.
It must be quarter horse day because here's another one. Oh, this one's in Ocala. Great. This one's sent in by Serena. Quarter horse gelding. Almost free to the right home. Almost free.
Well, we got some takers.
Yeah, we have a couple that want it. We need to get these people together. We could play matchmaker here. 17-year-olds over the age. Sorry. The other people won't want him. 17-year-old, 15.1 hand, registered, needs experienced rider, good ground manners, easy keeper. It must be the day for horses that need experienced riders. Had been turned out for a year or so, had bucked a novice rider prior, so he knows how to get out of work. I have ridden him, and he tried hence experienced rider. Sound, but no, not a roping day work horse. Great companion horse or lawnmower. Dollars to cover Coggins. Dewormed. Seriously, only not for beginners, except on ground. Except on ground. So as long as you stand on the ground, you can be a beginner, I guess.
Yeah, don't get on him.
Don't get on him.
We can lead him around.
Well, sound but no. Sound but no. I don't know what that means. Not a roping day workhorse. So he's not sound. Isn't that what that means?
I know a lot of great companion or lawnmower horses. What a deal.
Yes. Come and get this horse and take it out of here. All right, that was it for this week's Really Bad Ads. We had some good ones in there. I'm sorry to everybody that sent us the miserable cantankerous horse for sale, but we had so many entries, we can't pick one of you. And I think that did end up in the best of. So we have two prizes, and you know I have to give it to that one. That one guy has to get a prize. Let me look here. Who was that I said must get that? Do you see it?
I believe it was going to go to Ben.
Ben has to get
the
something.
Miniature gelding that has been ridden by a 12-pound Chihuahua.
Yes, that has to get something. That cracked me up. All right, so Horse Grooming Solutions, who gets that? A grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100, has healthy hair care. You know, one of our listeners that won this just posted a picture of it not too long ago, and we appreciate that on our Facebook
page. I want one. I think that should go to the... Well, if you're going to have your sheets cleaned every month, you need all these grooming coats.
That is true.
So I think maybe Tom Selleck here, the one that had the horse in LJ that needs its sheets cleaned every month. What about that?
That's perfect for grooming products. I can't think of one better. And a doctor.
I know.
And then, so our friend, was it Don or Dan or what was his name again?
Ben
gets Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. So congratulations to those two, and thank you to everybody who sent in ads. If you didn't hear your ad, it's probably because there's a million in there and Jennifer's backed up. She will get to it. It's very important that you copy the ad and paste it in the email to send it. Don't just send the link, because by the time Jennifer gets to it, it will be gone. So you have to copy.
The Dr. Rose's Remedies would have gone really well with the single horse trailer that has the metal sticking out. So
true.
When you do slice your horse, you can put the Dr. Rose's Remedies on the actual laceration. So you're close, Cindy.
Yeah.
You're close.
I'll give you a runner-up. Well, thank you, everybody. We do appreciate you sending them in. It's always a lot of fun. And, Jamie, you got any plans this weekend? Anything horsey-wise?
I'm taking Edward, my off-the-track thoroughbred, cross-country schooling, and I'm taking a bunch of students on some of my horses and on their horses cross-country schooling as well. So it should be an exciting Sunday morning.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch. I should have my video camera and come watch.
Yeah, no, you can't take them with them.
Well, you have a terrific time, everybody, this weekend. Play with your horses, have some fun, and be sure to
Are
be
you
safe. Don't
forget your pony this weekend.
Yeah,
are
we're
you driving your pony this weekend.
Yeah, I've been trying to ground drive him several times a week now. I have a line on a cart, so we're working on getting that arranged.
Ooh.
And getting the cart here. Very nice cart. So I have to get the harness yet, and we'll be able to, I think he's probably a month or two away from being healthy enough to have him in the cart. So he needs to gain some muscle yet, but we're working on that too. And I forgot to tell you, he got to go for his first power walk the other day with Beaker. We took him out of our little enclosed farm for the first time, just hand walking him, and he got to walk around the neighborhood, and he was so brave. And a matter of fact, he even wanted to lead the way on the way home, and he went first. So I think he's going to be,
he was like, That's where they feed me. They feed me that way. Let's go that way.
That's right. No, I think he's going to be good. He's a brave little guy. So I think he's going to be fine. That's about it. If you want to listen to past episodes of Horses in the Morning, go to horsesinthemorning.com. We have all 800, 700, whatever episodes we have there. And all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network are now out. And don't forget the app. People listening to us from all over the world, go to the App Store at iOS or Android and search for Horse Radio Network. That's it for this week. We'll be back Monday here live.
Everybody, spay, neuter, and gallop, and keep your feet on the ground, and keep reaching for the stars.
Experienced riders only. You're not experienced, you have to stand. You have to walk.